Now to the latest from the Child Abuse Royal Commission. Former students of a dance school have described how they were groomed and molested by their teacher in what became a high-profile case in Sydney. The commission is examining the case of Grant Davies, who has pleaded guilty to child abuse offences spanning more than a decade. Our reporter Thomas Arete is covering the commission hearings and he joins me now. Thomas, what have these witnesses had to say?
Well, Kim, today's evidence has certainly cast a revealing light on this practice of grooming. We've heard evidence from two former students of the now defunct RG Dance School in Sydney, which closed down after the co-founder Grant Davies was arrested in 2013. He ran the school with his sister Rebecca. Now, one of the witnesses chose not to read his statement this morning, and it was instead read out by a counsellor as the former student listened off-site. He was abused by Davies from 2003 to 2004, but kept it to himself for almost a decade. In fact, he only reported the abuse to police after Davies was arrested. Now, so far, we've heard evidence of how Davies used social media and text messages to groom his victims. He would send explicit photos to them and tell them that he loved them. He'd also ask them to send explicit photos back. And in other cases, he would show his victims pornographic websites and stay overnight with them. But what's also important here is the culture of the RG Dance School at the time. And we heard evidence from another former student known to the commission as BZM. She told the hearing that Grant Davies would get angry if students didn't tell him he was attractive, and added to that she expressed concern about the uniform code of the school.
The uniforms at RG Dance were very revealing. They usually consisted of crop tops and small shorts that just covered your privates. For RG Dance performances, dancers were not allowed to wear bras and had the choice of a G-string or no underwear beneath their costume. Grant and Rebecca didn't want to ruin the dance costumes with underwear lines showing underneath. These rules apply to all dancers, regardless of age.
That's a former student of the RG Dance School, known as BZM, giving evidence at the Royal Commission. Thomas, this is a high-profile case that's been in the courts fairly recently. Are we expecting to hear anything new about it at the Royal Commission?
Well, I expect that we will, and the opening statement from Counsel Assisting David Lloyd certainly hints to that. Something to remember here, Kim, is that this case never went to trial. It was going to, and about this time last year, preparations were underway for a trial that was expected to last up to 3 months. But Grant Davies ultimately pleaded guilty. We were expecting him to be sentenced last month, but that's been adjourned until May. And I'll acknowledge that there were also separate cases of two mothers who were convicted of producing and disseminating pornographic images of their children to Davies. But in many ways, a lot of this could potentially be quite new, or at least new in terms of it being in the public arena. Of particular interest, though, is evidence in the coming days from Rebecca Davies, his sister who co-owned the dance school. I expect she'll be questioned about her knowledge of the abuse and indeed how early she knew, because the abuse continued for more than a decade. Grant Davies' ex-wife will also be called to appear. She notified the police about her then-husband when she found inappropriate messages he'd sent to a girl. So certainly I expect some important evidence to surface in the coming days.
Now, this public hearing is investigating more than just Grant Davies. Have we heard more about the case at the Australian Institute of Music?
Well, it's important to note that the evidence continued into last night with regards to that case, and it followed testimony from a former student who was abused by his piano teacher, Viktor Marakov, who was jailed in 2004. Now, Counsel Assisting David Lloyd told the hearing that he'd be making no submission that AIM, as it's known, is failing in its duty to protect children now. In fact, the current executive dean told the commissioners that there were solid policies in place now. But the revelation yesterday was that the teacher was able to continue teaching after he was charged with sex offences. So he also heard evidence from the principal at the time, Rafael Marcelino, who appeared via video link. He conceded the situation was mishandled because his colleague and the founder of the school said he'd received legal advice not to suspend the teacher.
All right, Thomas Arete, our reporter covering the Royal Commission hearings.